ODOT is inspecting the Route 30 exit ramp in Canton for safety concerns, and drivers are being asked to use detours. The ramp from I-77 South to 30 East is closed for bridge repairs. Traffic is being rerouted using 30 West to Harrison Avenue, then back to 30 East. Canton police say the victim of a Sunday morning shooting has died. 51-year-old Richard Stotts died Tuesday afternoon after being taken off life support. Officers had found him with a gunshot wound to the head inside his apartment near Tuscarawas Street West and Broad Avenue. Police were called to the address around 4:30 for reports of gunfire. The investigation is ongoing and no charges have been filed. Unemployment holds steady in Stark County. Ohio Job and Family Services reports the February jobless rate was 5%, unchanged from January and below the 5.7% in February 2025. Carroll County remained at 5.4%, Columbiana dipped to 5.4%, and Mahoning declined to 6.2%. Portage County's rate was down to 4.8%. Ohio's unemployment declined to 4.2%. Alliance City Council is moving ahead with new three-year pay deals for city workers. Meeting Monday, Council approved contracts covering water and sewer, finance, and public works employees. The agreements are retroactive to January 1st and include pay increases of 2% this year and 3% in each of the next 2 years. Lawmakers also updated the city's 2026 road resurfacing plan and agreed to participate in a state program to purchase road salt. Meanwhile, a public hearing is scheduled June 1st on proposed zoning changes for data centers. Washington Township trustees handled routine business Monday. The fire department reported 38 calls for the month while road maintenance work continues across the township. Trustees approved more than $8,300 in bills and annual dues and took up personnel matters in executive session. Bids for the summer road program were opened but tabled for further review. Residents were reminded that cemetery flags will be placed May 17th with a memorial service scheduled for May 24th at 2 p.m. A leadership change is coming to Hiram College. James Maltz has been named interim president and will take over June 1st as the school begins a national search for a permanent replacement. Maltz is a 1987 graduate and current board member with more than 30 years of experience in financial services, including leadership roles with Citizens Financial Group and JPMorgan Chase. He will succeed President Robert Borer, who is departing. Residents near James Garfield Joint Military Training Center in Portage County may hear explosions today. Air Force Explosive Ordnance Disposal Teams will be conducting training at the facility. The exercise involves training to identify and disarm unexploded munitions. A man convicted in a deadly September 2022 crash in Columbiana County has been granted limited driving privileges. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton approved the request for 31-year-old Lowell Horst, who was sentenced to 3 years in prison for aggravated vehicular homicide and vehicular assault. Prosecutors did not object, but privileges are restricted to specific times and locations, including work, church, and grocery trips. The Highway Patrol said Horst was watching videos on his phone when he crossed the center line on Route 172 in West Township and caused a head-on crash that killed Mary Koss of Maslin and injured her husband, who later died. A Smith Township intersection will soon see a traffic change aimed at improving safety. Starting April 29th, the Route 165 and Beloit-Snodes Road intersection will switch from a two-way stop to an all-way stop. ODOT says the change is to reduce crash risks at the site. The West Branch Board of Education has approved a new three-year contract with the teachers' union. The agreement passed Monday is effective July 1st and includes 4% pay raises in each of the first 2 years, followed by a 2.5% increase in year three. Teachers will contribute an additional 1.5% toward health insurance costs. Officials celebrated Academic Challenge participants, Art and Billboard winner McKenna Mason, and multiple Elk and YWCA honorees, along with cheerleaders who competed at Disney World. A second mistrial has been declared in a Youngstown murder case. Jury selection began Tuesday in the retrial of 21-year-old Darnell Jones, who was charged with aggravated murder in the September 2023 shooting death of Tylent Lewis on the city's south side. The first trial ended in a mistrial in February after a witness made a controversial comment during testimony. Judge John Durkin granted the defense motion at that time. More gaming space is coming to Austintown's Racino. Hollywood Gaming at Mahoning Valley Racecourse says it has started a multi-million dollar expansion of its outdoor patio area. The project will add about 3,000 square feet and more than 100 new video lottery terminals, raising the total to more than 1,100. The project is slated for completion by the end of this year. The victim in a deadly Warren stabbing has been identified. Police say William Anderson died after being stabbed multiple times Sunday night in the 2200 block of South Feederly Drive Southeast. Nazir Buckley was arrested at the scene and is charged with murder. A 911 call reported a woman's husband had been stabbed by her mother's boyfriend. Buckley is being held without bond. Vienna Township's plan to get out of fiscal emergency is being reworked after concerns from the Fiscal Recovery Board. Trustee Mike Haddle says issues were raised about payroll and fire fund spending, including a shift from buying an ambulance to adding staffing hours. The Tribune Chronicle reports officials expect higher EMS revenue, but also higher costs. A revised plan is in the works, with the next meeting set for June 11th. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.